We? Who's we?
Chaos.
Of course. Then you'd be able to sell the plans for the mooncraft to the highest bidder.
Exactly. That is why we've come to you.
Pakistan, meanwhile, the first apparent U.S. missile strike since Barack Obama became commander-in-chief.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of
a world order that I think all of us would like to see.
In this period, when really a new world order can be created, it's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order. And instead, it looks like we got a lot of
corporate power abuses.
Disney, I got two words for you. Fuck.
Most people have noticed chemtrails.
Some people like to talk about Illuminati.
So the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with a chip, with an RFID chip, and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchipped. VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet.
Rockefeller's the name, but they're screaming out rock on.
What if Hillary and them was reptilian? In 2012 was the end of men and all world civilians.
FEMA concentration camp.
The FEMA plans to imprison American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country.
The lyrics are Barack Obama, on repeat.
That's his name.
You'll get it.
You'll get it.
All right.
Okay.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
All right, that's really
the fascist party. It is true.
Now that we know Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator Barack Obama are distant cousins,
cousin Barack,
the New York Post decided to check into the genealogy of President Bush.
Vice President Dick Cheney, he's President Bush's ninth cousin once removed. Cheney's cousin Barack Obama is also Bush's 11th cousin and the ninth cousin of Brad Pitt. And Bush shared more than just a ballot with John Kerry.
We've got to have a civilian national security force.
The idea of universal citizen service. Mm-hmm. You have to participate.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense.
I heartily accept the motto, that government is best which governs least. And I should like to see it acted up to more rapidly and systematically. Carried out, it finally amounts to this, which also I believe. That government is best which governs not at all. And when men are prepared for it, that will be the kind of government which they will have. Government is at best but an expedient. But most governments are usually, and all governments are sometimes, inexpedient.